Blog Talk Radio.
Like a bobblehead, you know, as it was singing, I was just bopping my head like a bobblehead, praising the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You've tuned into the Wednesday.
Thank you, Lord.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with my co-host, none other than a pastor, doctor, Reverend Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you in the house today?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
Hey, well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. We thank God for you. We praise God for you. We love y'all. You don't know what you mean to us. You really don't understand how we love you so much. That you tune in from week to week and service to service, and you even call us or you write to us or you do all kinds of things. You even pray for us. We thank God for you. We thank God how you're picking up on the messages that the Holy Spirit shares, and how you calling people and just saying, God loves you and I love you too. And that's it. You sharing that. And I just want to thank you for listening to the word of God and moving, and not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for you today. Hallelujah. And of course, we thank God for being another Wednesday. And you know what Wednesday has for us? It has our children's corner. You know, on Sundays, we have the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. But on Wednesdays, we have the children's corner. Hallelujah. That's a blessing to have the children's corner. You know, it's a good thing to be able, hallelujah, to praise God. Hallelujah. With the children's corner. So I just want to, before we go into the children's corner, I want to deal with some housekeeping suggestions. Is it all right if I share the housekeeping suggestions?
Amen.
All right. The family come. Oh, the service is on the air. Hallelujah. Gather around the phone. Put the phone on speakerphone. Get your children, because we got children's corner coming up. Hallelujah. So get all the children. Get all the children from 4 to 40, from 8 to 80. Hallelujah. All the children to God from 2 to 22. Come on now, everybody, get them around the phone, and we're going to have a time today. We thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. All right. Also, we'll get a pencil or a pen or magic mark or a flag and something to write on. We do suggest that you get a composition notebook so you can record notes and scriptures, so you can refer back to them, so they're all in one page. They're all in little pieces of paper, you know, and you lose little pieces of paper. But if you got them in a composition notebook, you lose your composition notebook. I don't know what to say. But anyway, get that. Also, get your cracker, your wafer, your toast, whatever you're going to use for Holy Communion, and some juice, grape juice or whatever juice you have, or if you don't have any juice or don't have any milk or don't have any, water is fine, because we are going to have Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who have taken time to just tune in. And you still have time to call some others that you know that have been going through. You know somebody that got 7 children, and sometimes the children don't act right. You know, you might want to call them too. And say, look, get your kids around the phone and call this number, 515-602-9787, and put it on speakerphone so the children can hear, because we got Pastor's Corner coming up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I hit all of the housekeeping suggestions. Did I do that, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Well, praise God. Well, I thank God for that being able to do that. Hallelujah. And now, the Pastor's Corner.
Did you know that your Apostle John had a
Children's Corner. I'll get it right. Hallelujah.
He described drive voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of great water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Peaches Bird, the MC, the host of the Children's Corner. Everybody say amen for Pastor Peaches. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing to hear the voices of little children praising the Lord. A child is never too young to be taught, how to say thank you, Jesus. He's never too young to be taught how to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't you know, parents, children, the enemy will try and get our children as young as they can, and they can just wipe them off the face of the earth. He knows that how we want to bring them up in the Lord, and the power that that innocent heart has. Hallelujah. I'm going to play an excerpt. I would like to talk about being obedient and the blessings of being obedient. But I want to play just a little bit of a CD that I have of Odyssey. And then I'm going to turn it off, and then we're going to talk about some things.
Hi. and welcome to our special edition of Wooten World History, brought to you by, well, me, Luke Bass, who brought association the title. You know, we would have put my last name in, too, but the B in Bass, it doesn't really work with the alliteration of Wooten and World and History. Okay, the point of the show, if it ever has one, is to explore some classic stories from the archives. Our story today is a seafaring adventure about a man who fared to sea, but then had to learn some pretty difficult lessons in order to write one of the most famous songs in the whole world. Uh-oh, did I give away too much? Okay, forget what I just said. And the whole bit with the electric eels and the singing jellyfish was cut out, so don't worry about that. This is the story of John Newton, who was no relation to Fig and his cookies, or Isaac, who had a head for apples, which really did happen, by the way. You know, that whole apple farm thing, which is why Isaac Newton developed the theory of gravity. The true story. That has nothing to do with John Newton, though, so let's go ahead and listen to his story. Roll it, guys!
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Cody.
You look real busy.
Oh, not as busy as you look. What are you doing with all those books?
They're for a school report.
Oh, must be a big assignment. What's it about?
A famous person, but I don't know any famous people.
Oh.
I'm thinking I might do it on a famous musician.
Yeah, that sounds good. Which musician did you have in mind?
Beats me. But I have to hurry up and decide.
Oh, why?
Because the report was due today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I kept putting it off, and then I got sick, and you know what's funny?
What?
I thought my teacher was going to really get after me, but when I told her, she just gave me, you know, the look, and then she said I could have a little more time. I was shocked.
Well, it sounds as though you experienced a little grace.
No, it was Mrs. Hawkins.
No, I mean, you received grace. It means, undeserved mercy. You've done something wrong, but you received pardon instead of the punishment you deserved. God shows it to us all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wish he'd show it to me a little more, because I still can't think of who to do this report on.
Well, how about something to do with grace?
You mean Mrs. Hawkins?
No, I mean do a report about someone who once wrote about grace.
Is somebody famous?
Though he's not as famous now as he once was. He'd done some pretty terrible things in his life. Tried to desert from the Navy. And he sold slaves. And, well, it's quite a story.
Wow. Can you tell it to me?
Sure. The man's name was John Newton. He was born in England in 1725, son of a sea captain in the British merchant fleet. By the time he was a teenager, John was an experienced sailor himself. The love of his ship and sea weren't the only loves he had. There was someone on shore who had his heart. Mary, won't you take my arm as we walk?
Yes, thank you, John.
I cannot tell you how often I've dreamed of us walking down a quiet London street together of a Sunday evening.
After all your adventures on the high seas, after seeing all those exotic Mediterranean ports.
It wasn't London or English life that I dreamed of, Mary. It was you.
You mustn't say such things.
Mary, you know I care for you. I have since we were scarcely more than children. I think you care for me as well. I've always hoped that we might have a future together.
As have I. But there remains a barrier between us. The Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with an unbeliever.
Hallelujah. That's what I wanted you to hear. The scripture that said, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. That was a man and a woman in all. But children, a lot of times our parents will share things with us, and it's things that they have to share, things that God gives them to share with you. A lot of times they will look at the friends that you bring around, or you'll talk to them about people that you hang around with in school and sometimes the different things that happen and all. And sometimes God will drop into their spirit, into them, and into your parents' heart, things to share with you. And a lot of times they don't want to, every time they talk to you, they don't want to feel as if they're reprimanding you or giving you some words of advice or whatever, or getting on your nerves. But they have a job, And it's your job to listen to them without sulking, you know, blaring your eyes up or, oh, Mom, I'm hearing it. But there's a scripture that says in 2 Corinthians, and if you want to write down 2 Corinthians, you can write down the 2 and abbreviate Corinthians is C-O-R, period. 6, chapter 6, verse 14. And I'm going to read it to you. And it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And this is even if you have not yet given your heart to the Lord. Look at the listen to your parents. When they say, you know what, I want you to, how closely you hang around with Johnny. Or, what's that girl you run with, that girl named Poo-Poo? I want you to watch how close. If y'all go shopping at, or if y'all go, if she suggests going shopping or stopping past the mall after school, you come straight home, okay? Whatever. That's because the Lord feels, has given Mama something in her spirit, okay, about your friends, all right? In Amos, also, there's another scripture in Amos. Let's go to Amos 3 and 3, okay? There's a scripture in Amos. Amos is A-M-O-S. That's in the Old Testament. And it says, can two walk together except they agree? And sometimes you may want to say, my friends are all right. They had my back in school or something happened or whatever. We cool. We do our homework together in the library and we sit together in class and we have lunch together and stuff like that. You know what? That's fine. But if your parent is bringing you up knowing the Lord and that person that you're hanging with comes from another type of environment and their parent is not bringing them up in the Lord, and their parent, you can't even talk to them. Whenever you say, oh, I'm going to church Sunday, would you like to come with me? And they look at you and, no, I don't want to go to church with you. And they, whenever you say anything about church, anything about the Lord, anything positive about listening to your parents or anything nice that your parents might have said, and they change the subject or they look another way or they frown their face or, oh, girl, you listen to everything your mother say, dang, whatever. Or if they say, I want to hang out at the mall. Your mother already told you, come home after school. Your mom already, the Lord already dropped in your mother's spirit to tell you, come home after school. But your friend, see, because God knew that your friend was going to suggest going to the mall, okay? God is already in the future. He already knows what's going to happen at the mall. And you go anyway. Let's say you go anyway. You say, I don't want to look like a square, or I don't want her to be talking about me, whatever. And you go to the mall with your girlfriend, and you know what happens? Y'all go into a store, her favorite store, and she doesn't have any money in her pocket, and you may have money in yours. But the camera saw both of y'all come into the store together. The camera also saw her slip something in her pocket. Mm. And you know what? There's somebody sitting behind those cameras. And they saw both of y'all come in together. They don't know that you have money in your pocket so you can buy whatever you want. Okay? But you know what? The person sitting behind the camera already alerted the security officer. Go pick up that young lady right there. And she has a little buddy with her. You know what? Both of y'all are going to be in the security guard's office. And you know who's going to have to call Mama? They're going to have to call your mother. So therefore, Mama's going to find out anyway. She already told you not to go to the mall, but you went to the mall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so therefore, you know what? Your mom's going to find out that you disobeyed her.
Amen.
Your mom's going to find out that you turned a deaf ear to her, and she's going to call, but why did you go? I already told you no. You know, but you didn't want to look like a punk or whatever, or you didn't want to look uncool. You wanted to be cool with your friends. Okay? But there is a blessing to being obedient. First of all, it is your parents' job when raising you up to tell you certain things. Okay? And it's your job to be obedient. There's a blessing in being obedient. There's a scripture in Ephesians. Ephesians is in the New Testament. You can abbreviate it with E-P-H. Ephesians 6. Turn to the 6th chapter. And let's start at the first verse. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know what? There is a blessing to being obedient to your parent, and that has no age limit on it. 321. There's no scripture that says, okay, Nancy 21, you don't have to listen to your mother anymore. My mother, on the 12th of May, turned 99 years old. That was because I believe she was an obedient child to her parents. She was an obedient child. The word of God is right. If you are obedient, God's word says you will live long and it will go well with you. Sometimes you may look at your friends and they're in all kinds of trouble and all, and they're sassing their parents, but you're not. You're different. You're born with a price. And when you it's not gonna always feel good. You going right and everybody else going left. Everybody else running to a party or everybody doing whatever they want to do, and you're being obedient to your parents. Don't you know the trouble that they will get in? You won't get in. God will spare you. God will spare you. And they may even come back and say, "Oh, such and such happened." And you would say, "What? Oh my goodness, really? What? Yeah, so and so got shot. We went to a party. We was hanging out and this incident." But you know what? God will spare you of all of these things that your friends will be able to will say, "Oh, this and that happened," but you know what? The covering of the Lord will be on you.
Hallelujah.
He will bless you with what you need, and you'll be wondering like, "Oh, wow." The world will say, "Good luck." No, this is not good luck. It's the blessings of the Lord that will come your way for being an obedient child. And no, it's not going to always feel good going right and everybody else going left. You want to be able to hang out with your friends. God will bless you with friends that is being taught the same thing in the Lord that your parents
Hallelujah.
Are teaching you. God will give you the friends that you need. God will give you friends that your parents don't have to be worried about, don't have to be scared of you hanging out. God will bless you with friends that you can invite over your house, and y'all can have get-togethers over your house, or y'all can have get-togethers at church, whatever, and you and your friends speak in the same language.
Hallelujah.
You're not going places that's questionable or anything like that. God will bless you. God will do it.
Hallelujah.
God will give you the desires of your heart. And at nighttime before you go to bed, get down on your knees and thank God for your parents. Thank God for Jesus. Ask God to lead and guide you. Ask God to bless you with some friends. If he haven't brought you some good friends in your life, yet just Lord, I want some friends that I can talk to, I can talk on the phone with, and some friends that I can shout with, and some friends I can hang out. And don't you know, God will hear your prayer.
Hallelujah.
God sees your heart. God will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Bishop Byrd.
Praise God. God bless. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I know some parents are saying amen. I know some children are saying amen. You know, that reminded me of the message that we shared, I guess, months ago. The people you hang around minister life or death to you.
Yes.
And a caveat on that, you're the average of the five people you hang around.
Amen.
So you better hang around the right people. You hang around people that's always being pushed up against the wall, patted down by the police. and not because of racial profiling. It's because they done picked up for shoplifting and doing something wrong, doing something dirty, trying to call it clean. You need some new friends. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And your parents are not always trying to orchestrate your life. They're trying to keep you out of pitfalls.
Trying to
keep you out of things that will mess your life up forever.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches. That was awesome. Simply awesome. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
Is mighty. Yes, the Lord, our God, is omnipotent. The Lord, our God, He is one. Therefore,
yes, you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify his name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glorify his name.
Oh.
Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Awesome.
Father God, we do thank you for this day, this evening, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every heart, everyone under the sound of my voice, every man, woman, boy, or girl. We thank you, Lord, that you're meeting them at the point of their needs right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, that you're moving by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To meet them at the point of their needs and then giving them super abundantly above. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise your name. We glorify your name that you are. Hallelujah, energizing them and every family member, oh God, that hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit is drawing them to the light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done already. Hallelujah. We thank you for the children's corner. We thank you, Lord, for the hostess of the children's corner, oh God. We thank you for Pastor Peaches who broke down the word. Hallelujah. So even the children could understand what was being shared, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those who are not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word as well. So we bless your name today. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, is do the rest of the service and what you're doing in the lives of your people. Hallelujah, under the sound of my voice. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Wow.
Praise God. And hallelujah, right now we're going to do the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. I'm going to paraphrase them. Oh, y'all going to love this. Hallelujah. I thank God that he's put it in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Old Testament scripture, of course, is Jeremiah 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, go on down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my word. And Jeremiah just strolled on down to the potter's house. And there he saw the potter working work on the wheel. And the work that he was working on the wheel was marred in the potter's hands. And the potter said, well, look here, let me work on it a little bit more. And he worked on it until it seemed pleasing to the potter to make. And then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, O Israel, can I not do to you as the potter has done? As the clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's Old Testament, New Testament scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 12, hallelujah, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your emotions, your bodies, a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the reading or the paraphrasing of his word. Hallelujah. And a caveat. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Would you like to give a testimony or anything, or say anything before we go even further? Hallelujah.
I thank God for healing my body and strengthening me daily.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a good testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, I share with some folks sometimes, they say, how you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm doing super fantastic expialidocious. I woke up this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for some, it says, that seems like a menial thing, but hallelujah. Glory to God. God puts breath in your body so you can wake up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, the alarm clock woke me up. No, God woke you up so you could hear the alarm clock. My spouse woke me up. No. God woke you up so you can feel the touch or the voice of your spouse.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if he don't wake you up, you ain't getting up. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're rich or poor, white or black. Hallelujah. I don't care if you live on the other side of the track. I don't care if you live under the track. I'm going to go to God. If God don't build the city, they that watch it, watch it in vain. Hallelujah. If God don't wake you up, you ain't getting up. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. If I can't, can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. And don't shout me down when I'm preaching good here. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, is God. Hallelujah. And without him, we can do nothing, not even raise, open our eyes. Hallelujah. Raise up from the bed. Come on now. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank God for Pastor Peaches. That was so marvelous what you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what? You won't believe it. Guess what time it is?
The million time.
Hallelujah.
Beauty time.
Now, some of you young children don't know about Holly Duty, but some of you old folks, you know, you try to tell folks you're young, but y'all 40 and 50 and older, you know who I'm talking about, say Holly Duty time and rocker room and all that other kind of stuff, hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you, hallelujah. So get your communion element, and look here. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy and Byron McCoy Sr., Jr., Raymond McCoy Sr., Jr., hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, God bless you, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Elder. Hallelujah. Rosetta Carey, God bless you. Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sheila from Justice, God bless you. Julie and Anna and Ava, hallelujah. And Kitty, hallelujah, and glory to God, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and big Stephanie, little Kitty, big Kitty, everybody get it, Kitty, 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 hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Julius, and Joshua, and little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God, and Victor, hallelujah, glory to God, we thank God for you, hallelujah, and Ronald Harrison, Mother Dolores Harrison, Angie and Yvette Harris, God bless you, hallelujah. And Minister Janice and Yvonne, hallelujah. And Gloria, God bless you, hallelujah. And Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee, God bless you. And Pastor Mike and Pastor, hallelujah, Peggy, God bless you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Jason and Shirley Roseboro, God bless you. And Linda and hallelujah, glory to God. Linda and Joseph Garcia, God bless you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dundalk daughter and son, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you, hallelujah. Donald Carter and Teresa McLeod, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Retta, God bless you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Stephanie, hallelujah. And Raymond Banks, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rachel and Stephanie and another Stephanie and Joan and Lil, God bless you. Hallelujah. And another Lil, hallelujah. God bless you. And Bob, hallelujah. God bless you. And Jeffrey and Maria and Dorothy, hallelujah. And another Dorothy and Michael Irvin. And Dr. Batter, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Al Lowry, glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Pamela and Danielle and glory to God. And Kimberly and Keisha, God bless you. Hallelujah. And Tavon and Joyce Dukes and Tavon and Maurice, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, hallelujah. and Sean and Juan Johnson and Loretta and James Johnson. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for you today. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in to the service on today. Hallelujah. Shirley Hendricks and Maurice and Michelle and James Kelly. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Xavier and Jaheim and hallelujah. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Malachi. And another Malachi. Hallelujah. And Tavon and Alicia. Hallelujah. God bless you. And Tia. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Earl and another Earl. And Drusilla has another Earl and another Earl. Glory to God. The Earl's popping up all over the place. Glory to God. Regina Bruce. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Natasha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. And Mary Hadley and Mona and Myra and Kia. God bless you. And Henry and Calvin J.R. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elaine Walls. God bless you. And Aaron Walls and family. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Betty Christmas. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother 19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jerry. Hallelujah. Down in Rocky Mountain. And Jerry over there in Towson. Glory to God. And Jerry Cleveland and Rakim. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got somebody you want to throw up into the atmosphere of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jefferson.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Marva Lynn, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory
Mother
to God.
Bertha Johnson.
Glory to God. Mother Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. And Pastor Lewis Wright and Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. And Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Bertha A. Johnson. Hallelujah. And Marion Crenshaw, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We throw so many people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings, the atmosphere of praise. Hallelujah. Because somebody needs to be blessed today. There's somebody right now that has a bandage on their left leg, on their calf part of their leg right now. And hallelujah. And it's been seeping through, and there's been a lot of pain and discomfort. Hallelujah. God said, I'm in the healing business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're getting ready to do the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Glory to God. The word of God says, examine yourselves. Hallelujah. And we examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, there's one name. See, Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. And there's one name given above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, you know, God has his covenant names, and I believe the number one covenant name is in, hallelujah, glory to God, is Jehovah Shidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. So, Father God, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, y'all, you need to say it with me, hallelujah, you want to get your business fixed, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us as we forgive everyone everything they ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, O God. Again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up the elements now of Holy Communion. Lord, we thank you, God. We ask that you would bless him, anoint him, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 2:1-14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our everything. You are Jehovah Makedes. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Savior. You are Jehovah Teshua. You are Jehovah Perezo. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are Jehovah Roi. You are Jehovah Rofe. You are Jehovah Rofika. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Eliyahu. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah God. God, El Adonai, you are Yahweh, you are El Shaddai, you are El Gamor, you are El Gamola, you are Abba Father because of what Jesus did. He spoiled principalities, made us show them openly, took the keys to death and hell, and led captivity captive. And because of all of that, you've given him a name above every name that's named, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15, hallelujah. Revelations 1:18, Ephesians 4:8, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Philippians 2, verses 9, 10, and 11, hallelujah. We bless your name today, oh God, hallelujah. We glorify your name, oh God. We honor your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. Now, your words say in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 30, your words say, look here, examine yourself. Again, we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. Hallelujah. And that's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2. So we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. Oh, come on now. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yadabu Shakarada. Yes, sir. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Yakabusha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. So, Lord, we thank you for healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular
system, the intracranial system, the genital system, hallelujah, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your words say, and hallelujah, Matthew 26, hallelujah, glory, Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, hallelujah, Psalms 100, your word says we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Glory to God. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for healing bread on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup, hallelujah, and when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is my new promises, hallelujah, glory to God. These are my gifts that I'm giving to you. I'm leaving to you my inheritance. It's your inheritance. I'm giving to you. And I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Take, let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Glory to God. That's why we do communion every day, because I want God to see the blood every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, is already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past and present and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. We call down, hallelujah, the fire of heaven again on every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. Fire. Glory to God in Jesus' name. We cancel, hallelujah, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah, glory. We blow away the ashes of all of them in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys, reverses every ungodly soul die. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Worship. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. Sing it. Glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we do thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. You always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10b. Hallelujah. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. Hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. And your word declares, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. 3 John 1:2. Hallelujah. And your word declares that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask to think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, sir. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And nothing can separate us from your love of God. Romans 8:35-39. Glory to God. And our steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms. Hallelujah. 37:23. And we are blessed to be a blessing. 2 Corinthians 9:6-11. Hallelujah. We blessed in the city. We blessed in the field. Everything our hands touch is blessed. The fruit of our bodies blessed. The cattle on our heels blessed. The basket in our stores blessed. We are blessed coming and going. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail, above all and not beneath. Deuteronomy 28:3-13. We are glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We one body. We one spirit. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:4. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Yea, kaboshikere elohia. And we decree and declare, as the word decrees and declares, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah. In whom God bless, no man can curse. Numbers 23:8. Numbers 23:20. Hallelujah. Psalms 1:3. Hallelujah. And perfect love. Hallelujah. Cast out fear. Call fear have torment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John 4:18. And God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. And we don't want to be learning our lessons the hard way all the time, oh God. But we ask that you give us rhema, oh God. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge in our heart. You tell us, Lord, and we will hearken and hear and obey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our family daily confession on today. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our extended families according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the whole first chapter. Glory to God. Acts 1. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Romans, hallelujah. 8. Verse 11, hallelujah, glory to God. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you need to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just had to give you the whole loaf. I hope you don't mind me giving you the whole loaf today, because I felt like giving you the whole loaf. Oh, yeah, yeah, the bush. Because somebody needed the whole loaf today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I season it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captive free. And we thank you for already healing and delivering already. Saved, filled with your Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of blessing on the seed sown tonight, today. Hallelujah. By the word that shall come forth in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, glory to God. Can you read for me, hallelujah, those scriptures for today? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. Romans 10:17.
Praise God. Oh, yes, I know you're completely discombobulated because you expected 10 or 15 scriptures. I just gave you 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look, I need to share something with you right now. In 1906, glory to God, there was a gentleman by the name of Lee DeForest. And what he did, he invented a triune vacuum tube, which... And 6 years later, was the basis and foundation for the amplifier. And for your information, everywhere on the earth, with just a few exceptions, the amplifier is used to amplify audio, your voice. Glory to God. Even in this phone, there's an amplifier that I'm sharing now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For a few minutes, glory to God. I want to talk on the subject. What's that subject? Hallelujah.
Faith Ascender. How to find a faith extender.
How to find a faith extender in your life. Tell somebody. Don't you want to know how to find a faith extender in your life? Oh, tell somebody else. Don't you want to know how to find a faith extender in your life? And then if you by yourself, look in the mirror, say, mirror, say, self, don't you want to know what a faith extender is? Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we could do that another way. We could say a faith amplifier. Aha, you get the connection and amplify your faith. Now, in glory to God, I didn't give you the scripture, but I'm going to say it anyway. Romans 12, verse 3, it talks about God giving every man a measure of faith. Now, the quest that we need to be about is to amplify our faith. Can you read that first scripture, Hebrews 11:1? I know what it is, but go ahead and read it anyway.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
That's now faith. It's not faith of our fathers. That's nice.
But see, we need faith now. Is that right?
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Can I get somebody to say amen out there
amen.
In radio land? Hallelujah. Oh, I hear you, Minister Linda. I hear you, Sister Julie. Come on now. I hear you, Apostle Margie. I hear you, Sister Sheila. I hear you, Sister Gloria. I hear you. Glory to God. Angela Jennings Hill. I hear you. Say yes. Glory to God. We need some now faith now. We need some amplified faith now. Because times have been hard. Times have been kind of rough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read. Glory to God. Why do we need faith? Glory to God. Can you read the next scripture?
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You're going to have now faith to believe that God is, because a whole bunch of people don't believe in God. You know, they really don't. Those are the same folks that they're on an airplane. And the airplane going down and crashing, they're calling out the name of the Lord. They're calling Jesus. Even the Muslim guys are calling Jesus on a crashing airplane.
Right.
There is no atheist in the foxhole. Come on now. When you're facing death, there's no atheist. Everybody want to call on Jesus who got good sense. But, see, we need now faith. See, you don't need faith for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. You're going to need what faith?
Now faith.
Now faith.
It's the substance.
Yes.
Of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
And see, I didn't give these scriptures, but in James 1:22 and 1:25, it says, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. And faith without works is dead. There's another scripture. I think that's in James 3. I'm not sure. Hallelujah. But it's in James. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead on arrival. Hallelujah. You got to put feet to your faith. Hallelujah. Well, how can I amplify my faith? How can I have a faith extender? Can you go to Romans 12? 17.
Hallelujah. 12:17?
Yes.
Romans 12:17 says, recompense to no man.
Okay. Excuse me. 10:17. I'm sorry.
17. Okay.
I apologize. I'm sorry. 10:17.
10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Did you hear that? You heard? See, you folk that pick up a Bible once a month or once a year, and then you complain about God not doing this and that and other, and you really don't have no faith. How you going to get faith? Because it says, read that one more time so that people can understand what the scripture is saying. What does it say?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
If you don't read the word of God, you ain't going to get no faith. Hallelujah. You want a faith extender? Read his word. Because look here. In the word of God, there's 7,487 promises of God. There are so many instances where God steps in right on time. From sickness to opening up the Red Sea and people walking over on dry land, and contrary to the movie The Ten Commandments, there were no feeble people carrying people across. There were no feeble among those 3 million people that walked across on dry land.
Amen.
And that wasn't a little walk. That wasn't just walking like across a little pond. That was a Red Sea. That was a Red Sea. That's just walking across the Patapsco. Come on now. That's like walking across the Chesapeake Bay. Come on now. Faith, now faith, equals belief. You got to believe. I got to show it to God. You got to putting feet to your faith is believing God. And the only way you can believe God is you see what he has done. God access. God is no respecter of person. What he did for John, what he did for Peter, what he did, glory to God, for Philip, what he did for Bartholomew, glory to God, he'll do for you. What he did for Paul, glory to God, I don't care how many sins you done racked up, how many people you done messed over and messed up. I don't care how many situations you done failed in. When you come to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's going to take, hallelujah, that stuff, he's going to turn you right around. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You want, you're glory to God. Now faith. You got to stay in his word. But I don't know where to go. Well, that's why you got a preacher. Preacher will help you. He'll help you go through the word. That's why you're listening to me right now. So you can stay in his word. Glory to God. Read his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Write these two scriptures down. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You got that. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Excuse me. 2 Timothy. Sorry. Erase that. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Remember, see, you want to stand tall in God. You want to have faith that could move mountains. Come on now. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Mark 11, 23. Can you go to that while I'm talking? In Mark 11, 23, I think it's 11, 23 or 22, but you go there if you can, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to understand, you want to have, glory to God, moving, mountain-moving faith, glory to God. You want to have your faith amplified, hallelujah. You don't have to get no triune vacuum tube and put it in a box and make an amplifier like that. All you got to do, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, is go to his word. Romans 10, 17 says, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Did you get to that scripture? Say amen.
Amen.
Read.
Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Read 24.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Come on now. That's the word of God. You need faith for sisters. And see, sometimes God will help you. God will put somebody in your way, in your life, in your sphere, in your garden, that has a situation. And Revelation says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Somebody will testify how I was on my sickbed and the doctors told me that I wouldn't make it through the night. But I saw Jesus and he said, you're going to be all right. Hallelujah. But the doctors called my family together and said, if you want to say goodbye, you better get to the hospital right away. Glory to God. And they told this sister that had been shot several times that Where are you at about shakana? And 35 years later, she's still alive.
Hallelujah.
And some of those doctors that that decreed and declared death over her, they gone.
Hallelujah.
She's still here. It ain't over until God says it's over. Come on now. Oh, can you repeat that? It ain't over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. Get your faith extender. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you on last time. I don't know what time it is, but that's all right. I told you last time. Get yourself a victory journal. Not just a journal so you can put down the good, the bad, and the ugly of your life. I ain't dealing with all of that in a bag of chips. I'm talking about a victory journal where you can record, get a composition notebook. Record the victories in your life. Record how when you were 3 years old and you were lost in a market and nobody grabbed you and killed you. Nobody dragged you into an alley or took you away, but you were found and taken to the police station, and your mama met you at the police station. Glory to God. When you were 3 years old, that's my earliest memory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. How many times you're in an accident, car accident, and your car was totaled.
Thank you, God.
And you weren't even scratched. Come on now. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How you were a knucklehead. Hallelujah. And you decided to be a bully. And you bust in a door and knock somebody out of the chair. And you did not see the gun on the table. They could have shot you and it would have been self-defense.
Amen.
Because you broke into their house. God. Glory to God. God has been a blessing to my life. I've had people, hallelujah, decree and declare doom and gloom over my life because of my mistakes. Hallelujah, it's all over. I tell you right now, if you hear somebody try to tell that to you, you tell them, look them in the eye. Don't you blink. Don't you look down. Don't you cry. You look them in the eye and tell them it ain't over until God says it's over. I've got a faith extender. And you know who my faith extender is? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. He was hung up for my hang-ups. Hallelujah. 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 You want a faith extender. Hallelujah. You can look in your own life. You know how. Hallelujah. The man was getting ready to put you out. He had that moving bent up there, getting ready to put your stuff out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And somebody came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And said, hallelujah, not so. Hallelujah. Here's the money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That they owe. And here, 2-3 more months of rent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That didn't happen to me, but it happened to somebody. Hallelujah. Out there. Hallelujah. That's your faith extender. Oh, you know, hallelujah, how you were in a crowd. And somebody had a drive-by. Is that what they call it, Pastor Peaches?
Yeah.
Had a drive-by and started shooting, and several people were killed, but you weren't scratched. Hallelujah. That's called a faith extender. Somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you, glory to God. And the angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear the Lord. Hallelujah. And Psalm 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory to God. Watch out now. Hey, mama, shakari ya ba shakari da da. How for shikiri de body abaya da da busa. How ya da busa shakari da da da. A faith extender. You need a faith extender. You need your faith amplified. Get in the Word of God. Stop being lazy. You lazy thing, you. And then you complain to God because you pay your tithes and you don't read the Word. You give offering and you don't read the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, you go to every service and you don't pray at home. And you wonder why your home is shipwrecked. Hallelujah. You wonder why your children are running the way they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Often they will run no matter what because they got free will too. They got the will to obey or not to obey. But I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, I submit to you parents. Do all you can do. If you're not praying every day for your children, glory to God. If you're not every now and then turning down a meal for your children, if you're not calling them up and encouraging them, not browbeating them, but encouraging them to be great, and tell them, look, I look here, I'm proud of you. You say, well, how can I say I'm? How can you say you're proud of somebody that's hooked on drugs? Well, go to Romans 4:17. What does Romans 4:17 say? You don't have to go there, Pastor Peaches, but you know what that says. You could call those things that be not as though they were. You speaking something into the atmosphere. You're going to be proud of them, but you said, call those things that be not as though they were. I'm proud of you, baby. I thank God that you're taking care of yourself, that not only are you blessing your family, you're blessing me. And see, that child may have never even given their mother, that may be 40 years old, never even given their mother or father a penny. But you can say, I thank you because you're blessing me spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. Again, you can call those things which be not as though they were. You give your own self a faith extender. When you step out on the faith, step out believing his word, hallelujah, glory to God, you're extending your faith yourself because you're dealing with now faith. And the equivalence of now faith is believe. Believe, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:22. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23. And Mark 11:24 talks about believe. That's what you do. You believe. And look, you get in the word of God. Please don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't be like Timmy and Emmy and Jimmy. Oh, you know who they are? Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Timmy, Jimmy, and Emmy. And they don't pray. They don't read the word. They don't give. They don't give. They got their hand out all the time. They're not giving to anybody. And they always decreeing and declaring alibis and reasons why they can't do what's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith extended. It's in the word of God. Faith extenders.
Hallelujah.
It's in your life.
Yes.
Just remember what God's already done for you. Mm-hmm. That's the amplifier of your faith. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what you share.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for giving back 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold, a blessing and harvest on the seed sown tonight. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, it's all yours.
Hallelujah. Like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, sorry for my sins. Lord God, I have confessed with my mouth and I believe in my heart. So therefore, Lord God, I believe I am saved. Hallelujah. You have just crossed over from death unto life. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the hearers. Lord God, bless your new children. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. When someone comes to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line or communication, send your mail to RYMM24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call after the broadcast is over, 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday. You are blessed of the Lord.
And Pastor Peaches,
we have a contest, and it is concerning learning the seven pillars of wisdom. And the grand prize is cash money, $250.
And if you'd like to have a copy of the seven pillars of wisdom, send a communication with a self-addressed envelope.
Stamped envelope. Stamped envelope.
Yes.
Make sure they put a stamp on it.
Self-addressed stamped envelope. And when you send in communication to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday.
Hallelujah. That's right, that's right.
Contest is for the children.
Thank you.